The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. I'm personally very excited today because we are going to be talking about the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. We have a room full of Girl Scouts today and not one Girl Scout cookie. I just have to say I'm a little bit disappointed, although I don't think there's an American alive that doesn't love Girl Scout cookies. I'd like to welcome Demi Clemens. She's the Director of Programs for Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. Welcome, Demi.
Thank you. How is everyone? Welcome to 100 years of Girl Scouting.
Well, it's 100 years. Now, everybody's heard of Girl Scouts.
Right.
But in today's modern world, what do you do to interest the girls of today? Is Girl Scouts cool anymore?
Well, I definitely think it's cool. Right now, we have our Girl Scout leadership experience. And what we're doing with girls is teaching them to discover who they are, connect with their community, themselves, and take action in what we call Take Action Projects. It's the Girl Scout leadership experience, and it's about building courage and finding confidence and developing character. I'll be the first to tell everyone that not every girl is a leader. However, through Girl Scouting, we encourage and guide her to become a leader and delegate on the Take Action Projects that we currently see in our 25 Gold Award girls this year for the class of 2012.
As the only non-Girl Scout in the room, could you go a little bit back a little bit? Tell us, you know, what the ages of the girls who participate in Girl Scouting are, and those kinds of basic things for those who may not know.
Okay. We cover girls from 5 to 18. So basically, when she starts kindergarten, some who are before, until she graduates high school. Our gold award that I just spoke about is our highest award that a girl can earn. So it's typically where we would hope a girl would end up earning her gold award. And we do programming starting the leadership program that we have does start with the five-year-olds on the Discover, Connect, Take Action and what we call the 15 outcomes of our leadership experience.
Is the Girl Scout organizations based at schools or is it outside of schools? How does that work?
No, it's at schools and pretty much anywhere and everywhere you can imagine. We have what we call pathways where a girl can come in and maybe come in through a school. She could come in through a church. She could come in through a local community center. There's many different ways where we might see a girl
coming. If moms are out there listening and they want their daughter at, do they have to start at 5? Can they start at 10, 15? What age can they start? Any age?
They can come in at any age.
And then should they go to your website and then will you be able to refer them to a local troop in their neighborhood? How does that work?
Well, they could go to our website, www.gssef.org, and yeah, we would refer them to basically what we call one of our troop pathways or any other pathway that a girl may be interested in, depending on where she comes from.
Now, I personally have a daughter who's been in Girl Scouts since she was 5, and it's an amazing experience. Now, her experience has been amazing because she has phenomenal troop leaders. The same 3 women had been with the troop since they were 5 years old.
Right.
Now, obviously, they're volunteers, and you need volunteers, but what if a girl doesn't have great troop leaders like that? How do you train the troop leaders? How do you make that whole system work?
Well, we have a training system for our troop leaders to teach them basically about their age level and the girls that they're working with. We also have where we retrain leaders and throughout her community, leaders who might be able to help her and guide her along. So there's a support system in place through her community once she becomes a leader. But for girls who maybe just want to get into that troop feeling, there may not be necessarily a troop, but we do have, and we are definitely in need of troop volunteers and leaders to join us to help us with the girls that we currently have.
What's the alternative to a troop for a girl who wants to be a part of Girl Scouts?
Well, she may come in through what we call a pathway, she could come in through an event. We do 3 large events every year where she could come and participate in an event. She can come in through our summer program and be a part of our summer camps, and throughout the communities we have summer day programs and family events, campfires and that sort of thing. She can come in through our STEM program where she can do science, technology, and math. She can come in through our financial literacy program and sell Girl Scout cookies as an individual. So there's many ways that she can come in and just join Girl Scouting and participate.
I want to have a question about the Gold Award. And we've all heard about Eagle Scouts mm-hmm. for Boy Scouts. Would the Gold Award be comparable? Is that a similar kind of achievement for girls?
Definitely. It's actually equal to the Eagle Scout Award, where girls can earn scholarships and basically apply through colleges and put it on her resume. If she earns the gold
Can you
award.
Give us some details of what the girls are required to do in order to earn that award?
Sure. It's 80 to about 150 hours that a girl completes when she earns her gold award. And what she has to do is go out into her community and discover what the needs are in her community. And then she has to find her passion. Basically, I like to tell girls that you're going to find your passion when you do this, and then create a project that is impacting. It's a community impact project. Takes usually, like I said, about 80 to 150 hours for a girl to earn it. And then when she's done, it has to have sustainability. So she can't just go out there and create just any old project. She has to do a project that
And will is it individually
on.
Done, or it's, can a troop do it together?
It's done as an individual. Good question. Yeah.
And are there a number of girls in South Florida working on their gold project right now, or is it a very select few?
Well, only 5% of girls in Girl Scouting throughout the world get their gold award. However, in our council right now, we have approximately 45 girls who are working on it, and 25 this year for the 100th who have completed it, which is a very big number.
And at what age do they start that process?
They start in 9th grade, and they have until the September 30th after they've completed their senior year in high school.
That sounds like a big, big time commitment. What is the general time commitment for a girl who is in Girl Scouting?
The general time commitment as far as earning her leadership awards or just in general?
Participating. You know, I don't happen to have a daughter, but if I had a daughter who was interested, what would you tell me as an interested parent, what is the time commitment weekly, monthly, whatever, for a girl?
Well, the best thing about Girl Scouting is that it's girl-led, so that really is going to depend on the troop of girls that she is with. Some troops meet every week, some troops meet twice a month, and some troops just come together once a month and attend all the events that we have going on throughout our communities. So it really is going to depend on her and the group of girls that she's with and what they like to do.
Can we talk more about some of these programs you mentioned that Sure. sound really exciting, like the STEM program? Give us a little more detail about what that is.
We work with the Society of Women Engineers, and we also have on our Girl Scout camp, Camp Alaka, an FPL solar energy panel that we work with the girls. And what they're doing is they're learning science, technology, engineering, and math through these programs where they come in and they learn completely hands-on about what it takes to, you know, to make the solar power, make, you know, make energy, and what it takes to hands-on on what it takes to build the highways out in the Florida. Believe it or not, the Society of Women Engineers built all the highways. So the girls actually, they bring them in and teach them hands-on about these different
And is it like a sleepover, or is it a daily thing? How does that work?
We have two large events every year where girls come and they do hands-on projects. And then the solar panels, they come in through usually day programs, which last about 4 hours.
You mentioned the STEM program. You also mentioned there were a couple of other kinds of programs that you do. Can you go over them again?
Well, the best program that I talked about was our financial literacy.
That was the one I actually wanted to ask about.
Which, believe it or not, is our cookie program. Through our cookie program, the girls are actually learning financial literacy. They're learning how to market. They're learning how to become their own entrepreneurs, build their business. When they're doing the cookie program, they're not only selling those cookies out there in the community, but they're learning how many boxes of cookies they need to sell to do the activity that they want. So some girls will choose to do a community service activity. Some girls choose to take trips to Savannah, where Girl Scouts was founded. It depends on your troop again, and it's all girl-led, so they make the decision on what they want to do. And when you go and you ask a girl at a cookie booth, she can probably tell you how many boxes of cookies she has to sell to make that trip happen or to make that community service project that she's doing happen. And she will be able to more than likely count the change back from a $20 bill starting probably at about brownie age, which is 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. So it's what we call our financial literacy program, and the girls are getting a lot out of it.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. For more information on this terrific organization, please visit their website at www.gssef.org or call 866-727-4475. Since we're talking about cookies, I think we should take a break, and we'll be right back.
Army Specialist Andrew Pike became paralyzed while serving in Iraq. Andrew and his father explained the impact of his injury.
At first, you think, I want my son to be able to walk.
My injury was a gunshot wound to the left abdomen from a sniper. My first contact with paralyzed veterans was in Walter Reed.
Paralyzed Veterans National Service officers work with our injured veterans to ensure they get the benefits they have earned. NSO Michael Killen explains.
We try to reassure them what benefits are out there, and we try to educate them and take some of that stress away from them.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get the auto, housing, and vocational benefits he earned.
PVA did a fantastic job making sure that he got those benefits on a timely basis.
Right now I'm going back to school to earn a degree, and I'm just spending time with my wife and child.
To learn how you can help our paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're talking today about Girl Scouts. It's a very exciting topic since I have a cadet Girl Scout for the last 9 years. And we're here to talk to Sarah Wright. She's a Eagles Landing Middle School student. She's in eighth grade. And Sarah has been a Girl Scout since she was a daisy. What, 5 years old, Sarah?
Yeah.
So she is going to tell us about Girl Scouts and what it's meant to you. Now, middle schooler. Is it really cool to be a Girl Scout in middle school?
Well, most people would think not, but for me, it is. I mean, you get so many fun experiences with Girl Scouts, and I've done so many leadership projects, and it's really just made me a better person.
How many Girl Scout cookies have you sold?
1,600 boxes.
Oh, boy.
And just this past year or your whole career?
Oh, just this past year.
No way. What did you win for that? My daughter sold 1,000 last year, and she got an iPod or something. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm hoping to get Disney tickets because I love Disney World.
So financial literacy is a program we talked about in the last segment.
Right.
What did you learn, and what techniques did you employ to sell? That's a lot of cookies. Sell them?
Well, every day after school, I was out at Publix's and sell to family. Grandparents love them.
But how many? Good. But 1,600 boxes. So, that's a lot of grandparents.
That's a lot of grandparents.
That's a lot of grandparents.
Start us on your journey. How did you get into Girl Scouts? Why did you join Girl Scouts? And you say you've had a lot of experiences. Can you tell us a little bit about the specifics?
Yeah, of course. Well, I was five, about. And I specifically didn't really want to be in Girl Scouts, but my mom really, really wanted me to. And there were no troops. They said, sorry, if you want to be in Girl Scouts, you're going to have to be a leader. My mom's going to have to be the leader of the troop. And she did. And we've stuck in it for 9 years.
And how big is your troop?
We have a troop of about 30 girls. But we've had six for about 9 years. And just this year, we took on about 15 brownies and about six daisies.
And so you start at 5 years old. You start this troop. Tell us about some of your memories about Girl Scouting.
Well, I've done so many things with my Girl Scout troop. They're like my sisters, you know, because you go through so much with them and you share things with them. If someone in their family gets sick, or if someone in your troop breaks their leg, you're all there for each other. And that's really, really nice because I always have someone to talk to. Someone different, a friend, a really great friend.
Sarah, have you been to the overnight camps, or do you, because I know Girl Scouts has so many summer camps that are affordable and fun. Tell us about one of those experiences.
Run some, actually. I've been a part of the process of that. I've been to the Girl Scout camps held by council, Walaka, Camp H2O, and things like that.
What's Camp H2O? That sounds interesting.
Oh, yes.
It's an underwater camp?
The whole camp isn't underwater, but it's a camp based on water, and you do canoeing, and you go to the beach, and they teach you how to surf and scuba diving, and it's a really fun experience.
And where is that located?
That's Camp Walaka.
So you have, through these years, you've learned some skills, you've learned to do things. Is there something that you can say that other girls your age who are not in Girl Scouting, that you have a skill or you've had an experience mm-hmm. that they haven't had, and it's because of Girl Scouts that you did it?
I have so much more confidence now. I can't even tell you. Elementary school was a hard time for me because I'm really tall. I'm 14 and I'm about 5'10", 5'11". And so I was picked on all the time because I always stuck out. I was like a green thumb. So it's helped me build confidence in the fact that, you know, they all support me. Everyone in Girl Scouts supports each other, and no one gets put down for sticking out. And in fact, it's a good thing to stick out in Girl Scouts.
Have you learned any specific other skill? I mean, obviously self-confidence is probably the most important, but have you learned, I mean, like when I was in Girl Scout, we had a cooking badge. Well, you know, the times have really changed. Have you earned a certain badge that has gained you skills that you think you're going to be able to use in your lifetime?
Oh, of course. I just went canoeing the other day, and I have never picked up a paddle in my life, but now I think I could go down the Nile River and know exactly how to paddle it, you know?
Well, for those listeners who obviously can't see Sarah, she has a broken leg right now. So, Sarah, tell us how that happened. It shows how adventurous you are.
I was skydiving, actually, with Paris Hilton and James Bond. And the dog.
A good storyteller, Paris, right?
I know. Well, to be truthful, I tripped over a backpack at school. And so my Girl Scout troop has been really supportive, and everyone's like trying to help me. Everyone's like, can I carry you or can I help you with your crutches? And it's been a very good experience to have a broken leg with Girl Scouts. Not to have a broken leg, but.
How do the other kids at, I mean, you're in middle school, that's kind of a tough time. Do you get teased by other kids who aren't Scouts?
I do. I get teased a little bit for being in Girl Scouts, but it's one of those things that kind of goes along with it. You take with the good with the bad. Like, they don't understand. They don't understand that I truly, truly love this. You know, they think it's uncool because, why is it uncool? You're helping people. You know, you're helping people. So I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Well, it sounds... You know, you talk about your self-confidence, and it's such on display here that I think that it's something that parents who are listening to our show today are going to say, boy, I'd love it if my daughter could speak like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And represent themselves that way. Do you try to recruit other people to join Girl Scouts?
Always. I'm always asking my friends and bringing them to help me with projects. And when we do campouts of our own troops, I always bring them and try to get my other friends involved.
And Sarah, I know my daughter's troop in middle school, they've already added two or three middle school age girls. So even if you're in middle school, it's not too late to be a Girl Scout.
It is never too late to be a Girl Scout.
Well, that's a good place to take a break. You are listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. To get more information on this terrific organization, please visit their website at www.gssef.org or call 866-727-4475. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking to representatives from the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. For those of you who aren't Girl Scouts, after listening to this show, you'd be crazy not to join. Obviously, if you're a boy, Ezra, but we've made you an honorary Girl Scout, so
Thank you.
Know. We're thrilled to have us, Denise Valtz, who's the CEO of Girl Scouts of South Florida. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, Girl Scouts does a lot for the community, giving back, but you're also an organization that needs help. Volunteers, fundraising. Tell us what you need to function so well as an organization.
We're part of the national organization of Girl Scouts of the USA, and as Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida, we are one of seven councils in the state of Florida. And actually, we are considered and defined as the highest capacity council in the state of Florida, and the fact that we have a potential of having 285,000 girls to be Girl Scouts from the age of 5 to 17. With that is a challenge for us, and the fact that we want to make sure that every girl has that opportunity to be able to be involved in the many programs that Sarah and Demi talked about, that she can also find herself in being a leader and having these girl-led programs. So with that, we're constantly recruiting qualified volunteers that want to come and help and mentor the girls. They don't necessarily have to be a troop leader where they are, as we used to say, you don't have to sign up for life. You can come in and help girls with different skills that you may have. If a person has a program skill in science and technology, if they would like to help with that. If there are people in the medical field that want to share their experience and their career with folks, that's always a wonderful thing for them to do as well. So we're always looking for volunteers to work long-term with girls, but also on short-term basis.
Are those volunteer opportunities open to all genders?
They're open to all genders, yes. Actually, men can, Ezra, you can be a Girl Scout leader if you would like. We usually have some of the dads and some of the men that really want to be able to provide a skill to the girls, even if it were to come and do a radio show or teach them how to do a radio show. Will help with that and can volunteer and be a part of our organization. With that, because we are a single gender organization, as for girls, we also ask that a female leader role model also be involved with the men when they're participating.
And that
as
makes
well.
A whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
sure.
And Denise, you said it's you don't sign up for life, but those of us who have been Girl Scouts feel like it's a lifelong,
right.
Not a career, but it's just something we're proud of for our whole lives. Now, we were talking earlier about a program that's going on right now for those of us who have been Girl Scouts years and years ago.
Absolutely.
That we can give back now. How can we do that?
Well, what we've started, since this is our 100th anniversary, and we are so proud that we're actually starting to kick off into our next century, is we want to, in Southeast Florida, to identify people who were Girl Scouts and their story. So we've started a campaign, Because I Was a Girl Scout. We know that nationwide we have approximately 50 million living women who were alums in Girl Scouts. So we want to gather those things to talk with women to say, you know, what is it a skill that you learned? What is it an experience that you had that made a difference in your life? And you know that it came from being a Girl Scout. So it really makes us think, what did I do? You know, one of the things that I can share, even as I was a Girl Scout, is I grew up with older brothers and had no girls around me. And so it was my respite to be able to go and have a support group, as Sarah talked about, to be able to go and do things with the girls. It was wonderful. And so that had a big influence on me. And when I was asked to be a volunteer when my daughters were old enough, I was honored. I thought, this is great. I'm gonna be a volunteer my whole life. That's not exactly what happened. It became my career. But it was a wonderful experience. So we want to talk to women. They don't necessarily have to be CEOs of organizations or managers. It's what happened. Maybe you can share what happened in your life as a Girl Scout. Just a simple thing. Maybe it was the first time you went away from home overnight without an adult.
I hate to say it was cleaning out the latrines is what I remember.
Which you didn't realize. You knew that you didn't want to be in the septic system.
This is so
right.
True.
So people can help as volunteers, obviously. They
Absolutely.
Can help by sharing their stories. Is there other ways that people can help, either as individuals or organizations can help
Absolutely.
The Girl Scouts?
Absolutely. We are, as a Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida, we are an individual corporation, a nonprofit corporation, so we are not funded by the national organization at all. We have to raise our own funds to be able to ensure that we can continue the programs for these girls. So with that, I mean, people can donate. We always want to make sure that we have enough financial assistance for girls that that are in need, for those that may not be able to participate in Girl Scouts without assistance. We, you know, want to ask for that. So people can give their own dollars, their donations, which they can go online and do online donation or call us, and we'll be able to help with that. If they have specific things that they, you know, we're always looking for capital items, things to repair our roof in our different camps, pickup trucks for our camp rangers to be able to help the girls and all the experiences they have. So there's different items that they can.
Are there fundraising events that you have during the year that people can attend or participate in?
We do. We've had, with this year, you'll see more and more throughout the 100th anniversary that we have. We had a Thin Mint Sprint not too long ago. We had a kickoff, which was actually kicking off our Because I Was a Girl Scout. It'll be throughout our six-county area. We'll be having Women of Distinction events. We'll also be talking about some of the programs and hopefully have the families participate.
Everybody
as well.
Assumes that Girl Scouts raise all the money you need, which is not true, right? You still need a lot of support.
We start at zero base every year, and we want to make sure that girls have that opportunity. Right now, we serve 1 in 17 girls. My fear is, what are those other 16 girls doing? So we want to be able to have enough funds to be able to make sure that they have that experience.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we've been speaking to representatives of the Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida. To get more information on this essential community service, please visit their website at www.gssef.org or call 866-727-4475. For Ellen Schulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, President of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.